Port take on Sydney Saturday at the SCG. Promises to be a ripper. Our next guest will certainly see to that. It's Sydney's co-captain, Jared McVeigh. Jared, thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
You've won seven in a row. Are you close to your best footy, do you think?
Yeah, I think we are. Look, definitely, you know, early on we were really struggling. Then we hit, you know, our straps against Freo and you know, probably played our best game against Geelong a couple of weeks ago. We, you know, weren't great last week. Our pressure, you know, was, wasn't at the standard which we expected. So we really look to pick that up this week.
Over here, a lot of people talk about the Crows way and the Port way. That's how the coaches talk. Tell us what the Sydney way is.
Oh, look, we pride ourselves and, you know, we have for a number of years on our, you know, our hardness at the footy, our pressure and our tackling. And, you know, that's what we aim to bring every week. We think we play, you know, a finals type game every week, and you know we need that to stand up, and you know Port bring that as well, and you know this week it's our system versus their system. We'll see how we go.
Hey Jared, you spoke before about how it wasn't going all that smoothly earlier on in the year. What happened? Have you been able to nail down as a group and say what actually went wrong? Because it was very un-Sydney-like, very un-Sydney-like.
Yeah, look, we did. It was very clear to us. We were soft at the ball, soft in the tackle, and we didn't work hard enough. So it was, you know, it was blatant for us. And you know, as hard as those sessions are to, you know, to watch the video, it was very plain for us to see that we were, you know, we weren't doing those things. And you know, none of that stuff takes talent. It's just all about hard work and putting your body on the line. So those things were very stark for us. And you know, fortunately, we got back. You know, we got back to the way we want to play.
You spoke about that, and they're all mindset issues. If your mind is right, you do all those tackling and one percenters. Was that, I guess, a throwback from pre-season? It was well documented in the media. I'm not quite sure if it was the same internally. Just seemed to stop and stutter your pre-season and your start of the season. Was that all reflective in your early games then about how slow you were to get off to a start?
Look, our preseason was pretty good, to be honest. You know, the boys are running really well and doing all those types of things and you know, training really well. We just, you know, just didn't translate in the game.
Okay.
We probably thought it was just going to come, you know, we probably just thought it was just going to come easy. But footy these days, no game's easy and you continually have to bring that effort, otherwise you get beat. You know, we've seen it with a lot of games this year. You don't bring that hardness and effort and you get done and you can't afford to drop off at all throughout the year.
Your systems versus Port systems, you mentioned that. There's going to be many battles everywhere. I still think your run and carry and skill from the back half, still the best in the AFLU, Malcheski, Shaw and co. But they've got Monfries, Wingard and Gray down there. So can you think you can be as attacking, Jared, with your ball use and how brave you can be from the back half?
Yeah, look, absolutely. You know, there's two parts to a game. You defend first and then, you know, when we get the ball, we want to attack and run and spread. You know, you got to be smart with those guys, obviously. You know, they're so smart around the ground, but they run hard too. And, you know, they play up the ground and throw things around and play midfield, play wing. So there's so many different looks you're going to get. But, you know, if we control the way we want to play our structures and systems, you know, we'll think we'll go all right. But we're not going to change, you know, too much and worry too much about what they're going to do.
No, well said. Are we ever going to see Franklin, Tippett, Goods, Reed in the same forward line?
Well, I think we have throughout the year.
Okay, then I'll put Pike in there as well.
Look, they've obviously, you know, tried to mix it up a bit. You know, Goodsy was coming off a long layoff and Tippo was as well. So they were just kind of, you know, rotating heavily. But we won't see it this week because obviously Tippo's out. But, yeah, look, I'm sure... you know, at some point, you know, they all will be down there. But we've got so many different options to run through there. You still need some, you know, some small guys around the feet of those big fellas to get the crumbs, I guess.
Kurt Tippett always seems to get injured before any of the Adelaide games, whether it's Port or Adelaide, doesn't he? And just on that, how is he, Jared? Had his knee done or?
Yeah, look, he actually lives above me in the apartment building, so... I've heard a few crying moans and through that
a little bit of sookie sookie la la, Jared.
Yeah, it does seem to be those the Crows or the Port games, so he might be a bit nervous about the crowd. I'm not too sure, but no, look, he's you know, he's still walking around fine now, so he's had a quick clean up and should be, you know, a couple of weeks if you know, if it all goes to plan. So Look, he's, you know, he's fine. It's not going to be too far away.
Jared, what value on a dominant ruckman for you? Look, just looking through your stats before we got you on air, and look, you hit out numbers and certainly hit out to advantage. I think you're number 18 in the competition, but your stoppage wins are good, and you're in the top half a dozen. So, what value do you put blokes place on a hit out?
Oh, look, what we want from our ruckman, you know, we think, you know, Tom Derricks is coming, you know, this year from Richmond, and look, we just want him to provide a contest and be hard at the man and hard at the footy and you know, become an extra midfielder for us. We're not too concerned if the, you know, the hit-outs are not going our way. It's more about those ground players and first possession and really putting pressure on. And, you know, if the opposition are getting clearances, you know, we try and make sure they're, you know, the balls are being kicked high or they're really pressured and going into their back half.
Sam Reed's such a nice player for you. Have we seen his best yet? I always think that he's got so much more to give. He does brilliant moments and brilliant quarters, but not necessarily brilliant games. How much evolution is in him?
Yeah, look, a lot. You know, we haven't probably seen his best at all. You know, last week provided, I think, the third quarter, kick three in, you know, 10 minutes and really shown what he was worth. Yeah. But he was, you know, for him probably early on, he was still trying to find his feet with Tipo and Bud there and Goodsy. You know, he's a young centre forward and probably... you know, was playing around them and not with them.
Yep.
You know, probably, you know, wasn't sure where he was fitting in. But we said to him, look, you know, we really rate you. Demand the ball. Demand, you know, you might have a mismatch. Demand, you know, to want that footy. And, you know, he's shown that over the last couple of weeks. Hopefully he can, you know, really improve.
Sydney's Jared McVeigh, our guest. Port Adelaide take him on. Saturday from midday we'll have our 5AA team there, led by big Timmy G. Hey, Port Adelaide run hard both ways, all day, so do you guys. So what's the number one or two thing you'll just need to do well to beat Port, do you think? And how impressed have you been as a group of Port Adelaide?
Yeah, look, we've been really impressed, and, you know, it hasn't just been this year. You know, we've looked at them last year, and we know what they're all about. You know, a lot of people thought they were... You know, may have went down, but we weren't of that opinion. You know, we really rate the way they go about it. You know, their hardness at the footy, and I think that's where it's going to be won. The pressure, you know, that we have to put on them with their ball use and the way they run. You know, if we can get those good turnovers and then, and, you know, move the ball swiftly with composure in our forward line, you know, we think we can, you know, beat them, you know, at their own game. So we'll, you know, we'll wait and see. It's going to be a tough, hard running game. But, you know, we expect that. We enjoy that.
I spoke to Kieran Jack at the AFL season launch. I sat down there for about a half an hour. He was a ripping bloke. I see he's playing his 150th game. Tell us about him. Yep. That career seems to have gone in a heartbeat. Kieran Jack's playing by his 150th.
Yeah, he is. Look, he's, you know, from where he's come from, or started, I guess, you know, late coming to AFL and, you know, really entrenched in rugby league, you know, learn his craft as a tagger, you know, played on the best players in the competition to really learn, you know, about AFL, really. You know, worked hard on his skill work and all that type of stuff. He's always, you know, been really tough and competitive and can tackle and loves the hardness. So that just came naturally. But it was more the, you know, the other side to the game of AFL that, you know, he really tried to work on. And now he's become one of the elite players who now gets tagged himself. And you know, been, you know, as a co-captain with myself, he's really been, you know, really leads the way and really smart, and, you know, knowing what the players want, he really has that ability to drive the group.
I loved him. He nicknamed Buddy Princess. Remember that? I mean, laughed my gizzards out. We didn't play it. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Buddy's settling in. I reckon he looks like he's really settled into Sydney life now, and if you like, the Sydney way, Jared.
Yeah, look, he got these, you know, whacked early on the year, which was probably unwarranted, you know. But we didn't really listen to it. Obviously, you can hear it all, the noise outside. But internally, you know, he knew what was required of him. And, you know, we weren't playing well as a team either. So it wasn't just him on his own. But, yeah, look, he's fitted in beautifully. He does everything we ask of him. Always wanting to learn, trains hard, and that's what we expect of him, and to play hard as well. He's really, you know, found his form, you know, over the last couple of months. And, you know, it's good to see. You know, it feels like it definitely looks like there's a lot of weight off his shoulders, and, you know, he's playing some really good footy now.
He's a super talent. Look, we know he can't drive, but I don't know what else he can't do. He can't sing your song. I don't reckon he knows the words to your song.
Oh, lip syncing.
He's no good, is he?
No, he's no good. When the camera gets in, you win a song, you won the last seven in a row, they stop for a couple of seconds on Buddy, and he's doing the J-Lo lip syncing.
Start learning. Yeah, well, hopefully I can see it this week.
Hey, Jared, a couple of quickies before we let you go. Is the culture that the Bloods have developed there and has been around for so long and been such an important part of your success, is it still as strong today as it has been over the last 10, 15, 20 years?
Yeah, look, it's probably got stronger, but it continually evolves every year. You know, when you speak about culture, you know, some people don't really know what it is. It's more, you know, it can be beat up to, you know, to be a lot of stuff, but all we ask is, you know, the effort and the trademark that we want to live by, you know, doesn't take talent, as I've said before. You know, it's all about hard work and playing for your mate and all that type of stuff. And, you know, it's continually got stronger. When, you know, myself, I've learned off the leaders that have come before me with Stuart Maxfield and Brett Kirk.
Yeah.
And you know, that's continually flowing on. Hopefully I'm helping the next, you know, the next batch of leaders to come through when we leave, you know, they can continue it on.
I don't think burden's the right word, but for you as the skipper, and you've got to live, breathe it, and I guess help develop it and evolve it. Is that a challenge for you every day, or is it easy for you?
Oh, look, it's a challenge, you know, with 47 guys, but I'm, you know, I'm very lucky. We've got a very good leadership group, but the main, you know, the main thing is I believe so strongly in it,
yep.
and that it works. So it's not hard at all. You know, you go to training every day. You know, it's not hard to help guys through and you know, to drive others to, you know, to aim for perfection, to win premierships. It's not hard to do that, and we all want to do it. And that's, you know, what it's all about in the end.
Jared, Stewie, Jew and Josh Franco, really good mates over here. Have they taken over your club yet? And what is it about Stewie Jew? Everybody's talking him up, the big Jewmeister.
Look, they're very good. You know, Stewie Jew's one of the smartest coaches I've ever been involved with. You know, knows the game really well and so smart, you know, with the way the modern game's going. So he's been unbelievable since he's come to this footy club, and we've learnt so much off him. And now Joshie Franco's come along and, you know, really doing good stuff for the development guys. He, you know, the stuff I've seen with him, you know, he goes over and beyond what, you know, a coach or a development coach has to do. And, you know, he's always, you know, speaking to the guys and getting them to do things and, you know, really taking, you know, into their life and you know, finding out what they're all about.
Well done. Hey, Benny McGlynn, he going to be okay for Saturday? He got a head knock, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Look, he trained today. Hopefully, you know, nothing will come up over the week. But, you know, I'm not too sure what the final prognosis on him is going to be.
Did he used to wear a stack hat? You used to wear one, didn't you?
I've never worn one, thank God.
No,
he did.
No, he did, yes, that's right. Benny McGlynn did, yes. So he suffers
his
a bit.
He broke his cheekbone one time.
Oh, that's right.
Over in Frio, and I think he had to wear it for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
His head probably, you know, looks like one as well.
Well done, legend. Hey, Jared, we love watching you guys play. We really like how Port are going about their business. The two best formed teams at the moment play a similar brand. They really worship the ball. They work hard defensively. Can't wait for Saturday, mate. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Yeah, can't wait also.